I think one of the important realizations I had several years ago was that the government is a government of occupation, and the culture is a culture of occupation. Of course, all my American Indian friends said, what the hell took you so long to figure this one out? And so at that point, for me, there was a huge transformation in understanding because, you know, people say, are you going to vote, blah, blah, blah. And I think that it does make a difference. If you're in occupied Nazi Germany, I would rather be in Denmark than Poland, you know, because Hans Frank was a worse governor. But in both cases, you're still under occupied territory. And what is the function of a government of occupation? It's to extract resources and extract resources. That's the primary function. And it's not to serve communities, and it's not to live sustainably, Well, see, there's also the question of defining reality. Because sustainably as defined by the dominant culture is bullshit. And there is, however, I mean, it is possible to live sustainably. I mean, people were doing it on this continent for at least 12,000 years, if you believe the myth of science, and if you believe the stories told by the people themselves, and it's since the beginning of time. And so it's possible to live sustainably. There's a real meaning by that. I want to say one more thing, too. I was just talking to Karen about this earlier today, that I think one of the central questions, too, is with whom or what do you identify? And part of that can be in really practical sense. If you ask, where does your water come from? If you say your water comes from the tap, then you will defend the system that generates the water that comes out through the tap to the death. If you believe that your food comes from the grocery store, you will defend the system that feeds you to the death. If you believe, on the other hand, that the water comes from a stream, comes from underground, you will defend that. No, not if you believe, if you know that the water comes from underground, if you know that your food comes from the land base, you will defend that to the death. And so a lot of it has to do with what slash whom do you identify?
You're giving me room to run here, but that wouldn't be off the off question. So I don't know whether to pick up where he just left off, and then we're starting to do volleyball between ourselves, or put it back to you. First of all, is there anybody got a pressing question you want to hear? This go a little further.
You know, I don't have to. I'm gonna have to stand up because I'm a politician, like 5 feet tall. But I don't really have a question. I have more of a comment, uh-huh. And it's kind of maybe venting frustration. That it's difficult to hear, and I'm not attacking. What can I do? Well, there's so many things to do, and there's events happening all the time. You know, Transform Columbus, how many people got arrested? Well, I see some of y'all that did. But, I mean, we had been talking about this forever, and then when it came down to it, nobody did it. And, I can't get arrested. They don't have any warrants. There's nothing going on. Well, these things need to happen in order for change to happen. And then on campus, there's always discussions of whether it's Free Palestine, movies on Iraqis. I mean, there's always something going on. But my schedule doesn't make it up. For whatever reason, people don't attend these events. I'm a therapist at Lincoln High School and at Clintonville Middle School. Today I have 4 kids. One kid who's Native American, and the teacher told him that they were savages and that all these things. He had a little medicine pouch. The teacher took it apart, brought the advisors in because they thought it might have marijuana in it. A kid got kicked out of class today for speaking Spanish. I mean, these things are happening now every day. And so I just have a hard time with just, you know, what do we do? Well, let's first of all open our eyes, and then let's get involved and see what's happening. Let's watch Democracy Now! Instead of South Park or, you know, whatever it is, and attend some of these events. Right now, I'm like the only Latina in my master's program, which is so sad. And then the curriculum is all Eurocentric, and it's all geared to one population. The DSM-4 doesn't relate to Mexicans. These assessments don't, but then we're not getting anything in lieu of, I'm sorry. But, you know, I'm just having a, I just feel like there's so much that we can be doing, but we only pick, and not that we can attend to all the causes out there, but we just kind of pick one thing, and we feel sad for the fish, but then there's kids that are dying, and there's kids that are, you know, this is happening too, and Latinos and everything that's happening, I just feel frustrated and angered, and I just feel like if we were really committed, and we really wanted to create a change, there are so many ways every single day to do that. And I think one of it is not so, to be so isolated. Denver is so segregated. You know, we might even be Alabama. You know, we know where the white people live. We know where Mexicans live. We know where black people live. Nobody cruises up and down Federal. Nobody goes to Five Points unless they're going to Cafe Nuba to have some sort of like, you know, awakening experience to go listen to open words, like, you know, open mic and spoken words, you know, and that's the only time that they'll ever go there. But they don't shop in those districts. They don't go to BBB and see these little shirts, you know, that our little five-year-olds are wearing, and then wonder why we have the highest teen pregnancy rate. I'll be done.